You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White, and it is time for our Central Coast business wrap-up. Mike Manchek is the president and CEO of the Economic Vitality Corporation, or EVC, a nonprofit working to generate local jobs, promote startups, and increase investment throughout San Luis Obispo County. He joins us now with a look at the current business dealings and trends affecting the whole area. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Randall.
So let's start in Avila Beach, and it is becoming more welcoming to visitors and not necessarily for high-end hotels.
That's right. That's right. There's a story by the Pacific Coast Business Times coming out that there's a new development being proposed by the Port of San Luis Harbor District in a first-ever partnership with the State of California Coastal Commission and or Conservancy, I'm sorry. And they're looking to redevelop a property to accommodate RVs, campsites, as well as 16,000 feet of hospitality. So it's really interesting. It's something very different. It's not a typical hotel project. And it's an area that I think they're certainly looking for more tourism. And I think it fits really well with the community. So it's a first-ever type of partnership, and I think they're really trying to push this hard to get it through.
On the topic of accommodations, let's head to the south coast of Santa Barbara County. The Miramar Hotel, it is a, well, it's an institution that people have, have
seen, and an icon.
Have seen off the side of 101 there. Other people might use different adjectives like eyesore, but there is an effort to bring it back to some of its past glory just on a smaller scale?
Well, there is. The project was proposed by several people to redevelop it. And for years, people have seen it in complete disrepair. And now the recent developer, his name is Rick Caruso, he's been on again, off again in terms of how he's been able to develop the property. But the Pacific Coast Business Times is running a story that they're finally at a place now where the project is going to be a little smaller and is likely to be approved and move forward. And they're actually talking about now starting construction and opening in the summer of 2017.
Yeah, that's not so far off. So originally planned was 186 guest rooms. That'll be scaled back to 170 because, as I understand it, a famous neighbor to the property, Julia Louise Dreyfus of Seinfeld fame, said, yeah, she doesn't mind it being developed, just wants it to be smaller.
That's right. And the developer was very receptive. The project, I think, also was put off for a while for a couple of reasons. One, because I think the financial markets and the real estate industry just was hammered after the recession. And that's turned around, certainly. But there was also a negotiation with the County of Santa Barbara that to get some of the bed tax back to the developer in order to make the project financially viable.
Let's turn to San Luis Obispo now. If you talk about a company called Create Space, the average person on the street may not know what you're talking about, but if you throw down the word Amazon, everyone knows now who the big player is. Create Space is owned by Amazon, and it continues to expand. Is that what I understand?
Yes. And I think this goes back to why communities along the Central Coast should support their universities in supporting the startup of companies. Because this is an absolute perfect example of what good things can happen when a small company has a great product or service and can grow, but gets the attention of a company as large as Amazon. So they've got 80 software engineers in downtown SLO, and they're looking to grow.
Sounds good. Mike Manchek, President, CEO of the Economic Vitality Corporation. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Randall.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.